This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Benelli.
You know, I just heard it for the first time, class. You might have heard it for the first time as well. Today is National Work From Home Day, June 30th. And on the last Thursday in June, this is according to nationaltoday.com, quote, on the last Thursday in June, we celebrate National Work From Home Day. This year, it's June 30th. It's the chance to recognize the technological and cultural evolutions that allow us a work culture to be as productive anywhere in the world as we are in the office. End quote. It's nonsense. I got to tell you, there are scenarios at work, situations at work, collaborations at work, when you bump into someone at the water cooler or something like that, and you mention something that you're working on, and that spark generates another spark, and innovations happen, okay? Innovations don't really happen in a vacuum. It didn't happen at Thomas Alva Edison's workshop in Menlo Park. Didn't happen. It was people working together, discussing their ideas and their findings. Okay? So working from home is really, you can't be as productive at home as in the office, in my opinion. Now, I could be wrong, but I don't think so. And, if you work from home, you are an early adopter. Okay? Pretty soon, y'all are going to be working from home so you can feed yourself. You're going to be working from home. You're going to be in your garden. You're going to have your bucket gardens. You're going to be tending your gardens, so you'll have something to eat for breakfast tomorrow. Kathy, any comments?
Yeah. Unfortunately, Beth, I agree. I have not been able to reach anybody. Well, I shouldn't say that. Maybe one or two people. But when I try to talk to people, their eyes glaze over. They don't want to know. So I'm just staying home more and growing and learning and trying to do as much as I can.
Okay, here's a thought. Here's something that I've never heard discussed on the radio. So we, class, if you're wondering about the campsites, we have decided that we're going to have campsites here at the farm. And I haven't decided if I'm going to put them on. It depends kind of on Arjun and what his schedule is like, whether we're going to show the pictures of the campsites on USA Prepares or on 5 Minute University or both. It's 5MinuteUniversity.com. Both of them are in park until Arjun has a chance to help me work on them. But we've gotten four of the campsites ready. And they each have fire pits, and they have an area we've cleaned out, parts of the woods. I got to tell you, I don't want this to seem braggadocious, but God created a really beautiful place here in Missouri where our farm is. It is absolutely spectacular. And so these campsites, four of them are done. One, we'll finish one more today, right after the broadcast. It's along a creek. It is just spectacular. It's cool. There are some trees that are probably close to 150 years old. It's really nice. You can see the cows. You can see the woods. You can see nature. It is nature. It's peace and quiet. That's really what we're offering. And so we're going to have some pullovers where you can pull in a small, like if you have a truck with a cap on it, you want to camp with that, that'll work fine. If you want to pitch a tent, that'd work fine. And we'll probably have two to begin with, campsites where you can pull in a small trailer, camper trailer, you know, maybe 20-something feet long. Can't be too tall because the trees have limbs that are, you know, they're pretty low. But if you have a, you know, 20-something foot camper trailer, that probably work fine. I'm all excited about that. And, class, if you're interested in getting an early notification as to when they're ready, just send me an email, instructor@usapreparers.com, USAPREPARES, USAPreparers.com. I'm really, really excited about it, and it was hot work, and it, you know, chainsaw and clearing and cutting and using the loppers to clear out the thorns so that they're not in the way and to remove fire hazards. It really, really is nice. So if you're interested, let us know. Instructor@USAPreparers.com. I was making a sub sandwich yesterday, and we didn't have any cheese. Well, we had cheese, but it was frozen. Sliced American cheese, frozen. And so I didn't want to break the package. So, but we did have some shredded cheese. So I made a sub sandwich with shredded cheese. Never did that before. What I'm saying is, as we go farther down this road, you're going to find substitutions. Kathy's been talking about that. That's just one little substitution. Shredded cheese instead of sliced cheese. And, you know, we have garden hoses, and one of the problems with the garden hose is sometimes you want the brass nozzle on the end of it. Sometimes you want full force. Sometimes you want to connect it to another hose. Where do those brass nozzles go? They go to brass nozzle heaven. And you never find them again. And so what I've done around the farm is I've taken fence wire, which is very much like coat hanger wire of current coat hangers. If you have any of those, you should never throw them away. Use them for other purposes as well as hanging clothes. But so I've formed a loop, a ring, if you will, that I could put the brass nozzle through that would be large enough to accommodate the small end of the nozzle and small enough to prevent the nozzle from falling through. And I put a little small loop in it, used a sheetrock screw, and I screwed it to, I've got on the barn, I've got them on the side of the barn, I've got them on the side of a stockade fence near the house, I've got them on a wood 4x4 post by the outdoor wood heater. So I've got brass nozzles there, and the rule is for everybody in our family, if you're going to take the nozzle off, no problem, you can take it off. But put it in the little holder that I made so we don't lose them. And they're getting more expensive. I have no idea how much a brass nozzle costs, but all of ours are from the 1950s, 1940s, 50s, and 60s. I have no idea how much they cost now, but I know they're getting smaller and smaller and smaller. Less and less brass. And they're all coming from China. So, Kathy, what do you do for the brass nozzles at the end of your garden hoses? Do they seem to walk away, too?
Yeah, you know, the one nice thing that we have is we have one of the hose reels, and it's got a little basket on it. And I can keep, I got a couple nozzles, regular nozzles, like that you can, you know, change them to like a mist. And then I've got brass nozzles, but that's where we keep them. And, you know, Vince, talking about watering, I think I made a mistake a couple years ago. I had a real nice sprinkler, and of course, it, you know, they're not made out of metal all the way. A lot of them are plastic now. But I think I did this, and I broke it, because instead of pulling the hose, I pulled the sprinkler. And with the weight, I cracked, I'm sure it was probably me, I cracked it to where you go to screw the hose in, and the water was squirting out there. So just word to the wise. Don't pull it by the sprinkler. Pull it by the hose, because either that or maybe I dropped it. You know, sometimes you go to set it down and maybe I dropped it and cracked it. But I did do that, and that's a word to the wise to save, you know, help save your sprinklers too.
Mm-hmm. Any comments about freezers, Kathy, and the necessity of them before we talk about foods that freeze pretty well?
You know, Vince, can I make, when you got knocked off the air, I was talking about a recipe, and I just want to mention the website, because it has, I just went and checked it during the break, and it has the recipe, and It makes a lot. It's inexpensive. If you like lentils and taco and chili, it's sort of a combination. It's called, the website is Peas and Crayons. And it, you just want to type in slow lentil taco chili and it will come up and it gives you the recipe. It's real easy. You can probably get the whole thing in the crock pot in 20 minutes. And if you like that type of thing, and it freezes well. So Vince, talking about freezers and freezing, I mean, I get teased all the time by my family. I'm always, I got to use the stuff out of the freezer. But as soon as I get something else, then I freeze it. So there's so much you can freeze. And there is a book that, and you, I'm sure there's websites too, but I really like this book. It's called Stocking Up. I mentioned it before. The lady's name is Carol, and I'll spell the last name. It's H-U-P-P-I-N-G, Hupping. And she's got a whole section on freezing, and she talks about blanching, and some things are supposed to be blanched. Some things don't have to be blanched. The benefit of blanching is certain things, like it preserves vitamins, and it also makes a lot of your produce last longer. And some things it will prevent, like potatoes, from turning black. So I would say, Vince, there's so much. You know, you talked about cheese. And I have frozen, especially shredded cheese, for a long time. And the key, in my opinion, if you can do it and you have it, is to get as much air out as possible. And whether you can vacuum seal it, whether you just put it in a couple, like, two, like, freezer bags. Like, I almost always double bag things, and I try to get the air out as much as possible, and I date it. But if you don't have a vacuum sealer, you can use, you know, I don't buy the regular Ziploc bags. I buy the freezer bags. They're just thicker. And, you know, Vince, I went and looked in my cupboard. I found an old bag of Gallen, the Ziploc bags, and I felt it, and you could definitely feel they've made them thinner. The old ones, it's real thick, and the new ones, they're probably half of the width that you can just tell. But you can freeze a lot of things. I mean, if you have the room, you can freeze crackers and pasta and flour. But I don't do that because I don't have the room. So for me, it's soups, meats. I've even had like a dish of like pasta with a, you know, the sauces or not Alfredo. Alfredo would probably not freeze well, but your marinara sauce, those freeze well. My vegetables, I skin my tomatoes. I chop them up. Now they're not going to be like a fresh tomato. They're going to be like almost like a cooked tomato, but you can throw them in any dish that you would use cooked tomatoes in. You can freeze onions. Now, word to the wise, I did do that a few years ago, and I could not get the onion smell out of my container, and it did permeate. Now, my other people have said that they've frozen them and not had a problem, so I may try that again. But what I did was I bought a big bag of Vidalia onions. The store had a 5-pound bag for $2. And I just dehydrated last night, 80% of them. So that's what I did. And, you know, Vince, I can go on when we get back, but, you know, bell peppers freeze well. You can also dehydrate them. Just chop them up and dice them or put them in the food processor.
Yeah, plus you buy them when the price is low, freeze them, and then you have them when the price is high. Yeah. We'll be right back.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline. airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
You know, Howard Stern announced that his candidacy to run for president of the United States. Howard Stern in the past has been a shock jock. I don't know if he is anymore, but he's a radio guy. And so he declared his candidacy for president. And, you know, if I had half a mind, I would redeclare my intentions to run for president of the United States. Because that's all it takes, half a mind. Kathy, and if you look at the current guy, that's proof. Sharp cheddar cheese is available at Sam's Club. And we buy it curbside, and they put it in the back of the truck for us, and put it in boxes, and take it home. And then what I do is I leave it in the sun, let the ultraviolet rays disinfect it for maybe 15 minutes. And then I will put it in the refrigerator. And maybe a day later, I will cut it into blocks of three. So I'll take 2 pounds of sharp cheddar cheese. It's $6.98, so it's $3.49 a pound. And it's quite good. And I will put it in freezer Ziploc bags, and then I'll put it in the freezer. So can you freeze cheese? Absolutely. Can you freeze cream cheese? Absolutely. Now, is it as good? No. No, it's not as good. But it sure beats not having it. You know, when if you have a choice between taking it out of the freezer, putting it in the middle drawer of a refrigerator and let it defrost inside the refrigerator, you know, and a day later, you've got cheese that you can cut and enjoy. So that's what I do. I don't buy at full price. I buy it at quality, at the lowest price I can find. Sam's Club seems to have that. I used to like their extra sharp. I don't know. They don't seem to have extra sharp anymore. I guess it takes 90 days longer for the cheese to age, and they don't have the 90 days anymore that we used to have. So you can just get just the plain old sharp rather than the extra sharp. And that's what I do. And it works great. So, yes, you can. So if you find cream cheese that's at a reasonable price, you can put it in the freezer just as it is. Kathy, any comments about cheddar cheese, what I do, and blocks of cheddar cheese, saving money by buying it in a big block and then putting it in freezer size, sandwich freezer size, Ziploc bags, and put it right in the freezer. Any comments?
Vince, yep, I do the same thing. I have a couple comments. One of our stores right now has their cheese $1.29 for 8 ounces, which is a good price, and they have variety. So I have cheese, and I experimented with this. Now, when you buy the cheese with the wrapper, it's normally pretty tight, but if you store it in your refrigerator, after a little while, little by little by little, that seal goes, and then it starts to dry out. I found one that, by accident, it was buried under something, and it was kind of bad. It was hard. I don't know what I ended up doing with it. But what I did about a month ago is I took those, like they were 8-ounce blocks of cheese wrapped, and I took every one of them, and I put them in a vacuum seal bag and put them in the refrigerator. And I'll check them. If the vacuum seal bag lets loose, then I'll redo it. But I would think those are going to last a couple years because there's no air getting in there. Now, I'm not going to keep them that long. I'm sure I'll use them. But when these stores have these prices like this, now, I'll buy 6 or 8, but I do agree with you, Vince. It's not the same texture, but it's still usable. And at least it's not going to go moldy. And cheese does vacuum seal very well. I've had very few times. There's something about the consistency of it that it vacuum seals. And, you know, Vince, talking about, just to get sidetracked for a second, talking about saving things, I have these food saver canisters, and I'm pretty sure you could use the vacuum pump that I, what is it called, where you squeeze it with
it's
your hand?
It's called a Mighty Vac. It's used for bleeding brakes. It would be an automotive tool, a Mighty Vac, two words. Well, maybe it's one word.
I have a canister.
30.
Yep. I could finish this. I know that we're going to a break when we get back.
Yeah, and then we can talk about butter, too. Putting butter in the freezer. How long does it last? I don't know how long it lasts. We've never gone that long. And it's going on probably 4 or 5 years.
Orders to stay at home. Public health concerns. The reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden, speaking at the NATO summit in Madrid, Spain, says he supports Congress ending the filibuster to pass legislation protecting abortion in America.
The most important thing to be clear about is we have to change, I believe we have to codify Roe v. Wade in the law, and the way to do that is to make sure the Congress votes to do that. And if the filibuster gets in the way, it's like voting rights, it should be, we provide an exception for this, require an exception to the filibuster for this action.
The Supreme Court of the United States is not feeling the Biden administration's climate change agenda, ruling Thursday that the Environmental Protection Agency cannot pass sweeping regulations that could overhaul entire industries without additional congressional approval. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Supreme Court of the United States ruled Thursday the Remain in Mexico policy can be allowed to end. The Trump administration program was designed to restrict immigration at the southern border. The Justice Department argued the federal immigration law gave the government discretion to return immigrants to Mexico while their asylum claims were being considered, formerly known as the Migrant Protection Protocols. The nation's capital has announced transportation problems for this holiday weekend.
Washington, D.C.'s Metro warned that customers could face wait times of up to an hour on July 4th as the transit agency grapples with a reduced number of rail cars on one of its busiest days of the year. The agency sidelined about 60% of its fleet in October after a train derailment revealed defects in Metro's 7,000 series rail cars, causing delays across the rail system that persist nearly 9 months later. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
The Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade will probably mean there will be more people interested in elections and how their elected representatives stand on abortion, but Bidenflation is what's concerning most Americans, so says Representative Vicki Hartzler, Wednesday on Newsmax.
But I think overall, most people are concerned right now about the Bidenflation that is preventing them from being able to even fill up their car with gas or find food at the store.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, if you don't hear and see what is happening and aren't concerned, there's something wrong. You just heard on the news that, if you believe the news, I happen to believe this particular piece, that on Independence Day, the 4th of July, there will be about an hour or so wait for a train in metropolitan Washington, D.C. That's an incredible wait time. These are trains you just pull up and hop on the train and go. We were talking about waiting about an hour. Now, if that's the case, that means the train's packed. That means it's the best place I can think of to get COVID, next to an airplane. But I don't get it. I just don't get it. So, Kathy, the last time we bought butter was probably maybe more than 5 years ago. John Stadtmiller was at the house, and he found out that we had some European style butter, and he couldn't wait to get some. So we gave him a few pounds of European style butter, and we had a freezer full. And when I say a freezer full, I'm talking about a 22 cubic foot freezer. So we haven't bought butter in, I'm thinking, 5 or 6 years, and we still have it. And, you know, we haven't used it all. So I know it lasts at least that long. And the price that we paid was $1.79. Our son was at a store, and he said, "Hey, Dad, they're having a sale on butter." And I said, "So how much is it?" He said, $1.79. I said, "Well, why don't you get some?" And he said, "Okay." He said, "How many would you like?" I said, "I'll get at least 10. So I got 10 cases.
Oh, my gosh.
And,
smart young man, Ben. Smart young man.
Yeah. Well, you know, I have to be more specific, right? So we still have it, and we probably still have a great portion of that left. So I looked up, you know, what is the Chinese factory outlet selling butter for? So Land O'Lakes butter is about $5 in change. $5.28, I believe it is. And Great Value unsalted organic butter is 10 cents more. That's three times the price that we paid. So, class, if you believe these government numbers, you really need to recheck them when they say inflation's, 8-point-something%. It's not. It absolutely is not. You can't go from $1.79 years ago to $5.28 and have it be 8% inflation. It's impossible. So the numbers are lying to you. Kathy, back to you.
Vince, did you wrap it any differently, and
No.
Did it change the texture at all?
No, we did not wrap it at all. We left it in the cases, so they are sealed brown boxes, case boxes. And no, we didn't wrap it. You know, thinking now, would I change anything? Probably not. I probably could have wrapped each case in saran wrap type plastic wrap to keep the moisture from exchanging. But no, it worked just fine. The butter is just fine. And I would challenge anybody to say, no, if we had, current butter versus the 5-year-old or 6-year-old butter, I challenge anybody, say, no, it's that one over there. It's definitely that one. That is the old one. Can't tell the difference at all. I mean, it's not like putting cream cheese in the freezer and then taking it out, a week later. It's not like that. It is absolutely positively perfect. Now, there is one thing I'd like to mention, that we don't open and close the freezer door every day. So we go in the freezer only when it's necessary, only when we know what's in each freezer. So we only open them when necessary. We don't, it's not like going to Aldi and watching people holding the door to the glass freezers open and then trying to decide which one they want. They can't seem to figure it out without opening the door and then looking in. We don't open the freezer door until we are ready, and we do it quickly because, frankly, our freezers are not frost-free. We have to manually defrost them. And we know for a fact that if you open a freezer door and you look in and you take your time, more moisture gets in, and then you're going to have to defrost the freezer, which means take everything out and then do something with the water that from the ice that just melted. And it takes probably a good part of a day to defrost a full-size freezer. So, and where did that moisture come from? Well, it comes from the foods, the moisture content in the food, and it comes from opening the door. And the moisture in the air that enters the freezer box. And back to you, Kathy.
Vince, you can freeze lots of fruits. There again, you're not going to get the same texture. But I had an abundance of strawberries in my garden, and I did freeze some. I laid them flat on a cookie sheet and froze them in freezer bags. I double bagged them so I can use them later for maybe, if I want to make strawberry shortcake, they'll be fine. They're going to be, mushy, but you'll have the taste. And I was talking about the Food Saver canister. Vince, it looks like a clear cylinder, and there's different sizes. And I almost got rid of them because I had never used them that much, and they were taking up space, but I held on to them. So I did an experiment, and this may help you, like if you're at the store and you need something 3 or 4 days later. So I did an experiment. I put my strawberries in there. I put the lid on. There's like a vacuum seal lid, and I vacuum sealed the top of it and pulled out all the air, and I waited 1 week, and they were just as fresh as when I had done, when I had picked them. So that just taught me that, okay, let's say I'm at the store. I need something 3 days down the road. I want to preserve it as long as possible. I can put it in one of them canisters, and it will maintain the freshness. Or let's say you're having your kids over, like, on the weekend, and you know what, well, I got to have, I want this to be fresh. So then I know I can do it. But back to the freezer, I freeze cranberries, rhubarb. I have rhubarb in my garden. I cut it up. I freeze it. Strawberries, raspberries, peaches. And, like, okay, let's say you have raspberries or strawberries and you just can't process them right now. You can take those later and take them out of the freezer, and then you can make jam out of them. Just measure what you have. Mark it on the bag. Say, I need 5 cups of strawberries for this batch. Mark it, and then you can thaw them, and you can make jam later. A lot of times, you know, Vince, when you're starting to plant and harvest, sometimes you just don't have time. You're trying to water, and you're trying to pick, and then you have to do something with it. So the freezer is a great tool to, like, give you food later. And with the prices, Vince, I saw on our flyer, it was on sale, 1 pint of blueberries was $3.99 for 1 pint. And unfortunately, I didn't get any this year. We had one sale one time. They were $1.19. And for whatever reason, I never made it to the store, but I haven't seen them that cheap since. So I probably won't get blueberries, but I have other fruit. So if you find fruit, you can pick your own. Like, go to the pick-your-own markets. We have a lot of them around here, strawberries, peaches, blueberries, you know, apples, whatever. And apples, like, you can make applesauce and freeze it. I do it all the time. I take a food mill. I can explain that more real quick, but in another show we can do more events where you just take a stock pot, put a little water in there. You cut up your apples. You don't have to peel them. You don't have to core them. You just cut them up, put them in the pot, cook them till they're mushy. You want them to be real mushy. And then take your food mill, take a few ladles, put them in the food mill, run them through. Then you can, like for you, Vince, you could take your skins and feed them to your animals. So you take that applesauce, you're going to get the applesauce in there, and you just keep doing that. And then until you get your apples all processed, run them through the food mill. It collects all the seeds and the skins, and then you can add whatever you want. You can add a little bit of sugar if you want. You can add cinnamon. Some people don't. It depends on the sweetness. I can have a big pot. I'm talking like a pretty good stock pot, and I might only add maybe a half a cup of sugar. I don't like a lot of sugar in mine, but the apples are sweet. And then you can either can that in a water bath canner or pressure canner, or you can freeze them in containers. So I think that the lesson is, whatever you can get inexpensive, you can buy now, you can process now, so figure out what's the best way to store it. Like for me, my freezer's always full, so now I'm dehydrating and doing more canning. But this, I honestly look at, by the end of the year, if we don't do something with gas prices, I don't know how the prices are going to go down. They're just going to double and triple.
Well, my prediction was the gasoline would hit $12 to $15, and we're on our way. And, you know, that was laughable when I said it, right? Yep. Kathy, we talked about storing cheese, and when you say food mill, you're talking about something that is kind of like a stainless steel strainer with a crank handle that kind of pushes the food through holes in this strainer, kind of like what you, a spaghetti colander, sort of, but with a crank that pushes the food through it. So, you know, the skins and the seeds are kept from going through the strainer. That's what you're talking about, right?
Yes, but they also have another one. It looks, the base of it, it's on a rack, and the base of it, it looks like an ice cream cone. It goes down like the cone part. Mm-hmm. And then there's a wooden, I don't know, it kind of looks like a dowel with a handle, like a, it just looks like a cylinder, but it's made out of wood. And I actually mm-hmm. just found one, I found one for my daughter at, I went to the thrift store. I had a sewing machine cabinet that I just had no room for. I have two. Somebody gave it to me, and so I donated it. And I went into the thrift store, and I found an antique. And it's got this huge wooden, it's wonderful. It's much nicer than mine, but my daughter asked for one. But it looks like a wooden dowel that fits in there. And you just take, just pretend you're going around like clockwise, and it pushes all the applesauce out through it. And you can use it for other things. You could do for tomato sauce if you don't want the skins in the tomato. Anything you want to skin, as long as it's cooked and it's mushy, it's very easy. My 9-year-old granddaughter did it. We made applesauce last year. She could do it. So that's what I'm talking about. And those are pricey now. But if you can find one, like, you know, I live rural, so I find these kinds of things. Vince, I want to say something off topic for 1 second, if I could. I found a convection oven at an auction. It was a brand new Black & Decker convection oven. And, you know, I get teased about a backup. I have a convection oven, but it's above my stove. Well, the problem with that is every time I use that or my oven, it heats up the whole kitchen and the whole house. And so years ago when convections first came out, I used to keep it in the laundry room and I would shut the door. Well, that one broke. I mean, I had it for 20-some years, and it eventually died, and my husband said he couldn't fix it anymore. So I got this convection oven, and I've been putting my meals in the laundry room and shutting the door so it's not heating up the whole house. Now, it's not as big as the oven, obviously, but you can make, like, a meatloaf or a casserole or something like that in there. So if somebody's got one, it's just an idea to keep the heat out then.
Yeah, I've been thinking maybe put it outside.
Stay at home. Public health concerns. The reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management. Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, Kathy, I really like bananas, but they're not always in season, and I just don't like going to the store and getting them. So it's a 120-mile round trip to go get bananas, and I just don't want to do it. So what I did was I dehydrated bananas, and here is the way I do it. So I get fresh bananas. I don't wait until they turn, you know, brown spots on the skins. So when they're still yellow, they're probably not ripe enough to eat. I cut them into discs about the thickness of a silver dollar. And I immediately put them into lemon juice. So you can buy, you know, like real lemon style lemon juice. And last time I did it, I used six bunches of bananas, six really large bunches, and it took about 16 ounces of lemon juice. So I take the discs that I cut and I make sure they're totally immersed in the lemon juice, the banana discs, and then I immediately put them on the dehydrator tray, which is a Nesco round style tray. And I turned it on to about 115 to 120 degrees, so it's low temperature, and it takes hours, maybe 6 hours. And then the banana chips don't want to come off. They're like glued to the plastic trays. And I couldn't figure out how to get them off. And I know the answer. I experimented with it. So after I let the trays cool for maybe an hour, I put the tray in the freezer, one or two at a time, and it froze the banana chips, and they pop off from the backside of the tray. So I took a popsicle stick, and I just press on the banana chip, and they just fly off. And it works great, but I couldn't figure out how to get them off without breaking the trays. So that's how you do it. You freeze the trays, and you might just freeze them for 15 minutes, a half an hour, maybe even an hour, whatever is convenient for you. And then the frozen banana chips release very quickly from the trays. Then what I do is I put them in freezer bags, and I just went into the kitchen and grabbed some during the break. They were great. So it's a great snack. It is healthy. It doesn't have any preservatives in it. It really works well. Any comments about banana chips and dehydrating those and then putting them in the freezer?
That was smart, getting them off the trays. You know, Vince, anything with a high moisture content will tend to stick more. Your herbs and things, they typically won't stick, but meats and bananas, anything with that moisture. Now, I have done the same thing, but I've also done, I use parchment paper sometimes, and they do make a silicone. It's like a, it sits on your trays. And you can use it, like, if you make, like, fruit leather, like fruit roll-ups, you can use it for that. But you could also use it for your banana chips. But the other thing is, too, Vince, is not to overdo them. I mean, to check them, because if you overdo them and they're dark brown, I did that before, and they're not real good. They're just, like, you almost, like, you don't burn them, but they just don't have the same texture. So... You know, Vince, like you said, though, anything you do like that, if you can do it in bulk and you can do it when things are on sale, then you have food in your cupboard. And, like, you just went and got some banana chips, so you don't have to run to the store. I mean, I think everybody's rethinking running to the store anymore.
Right, right. And that's a problem with returning things. If you buy something and it's defective, then you look at the cost of, how much is it going to cost to return it? So, for example, I think you bought those red lid Rubbermaid containers that we talked about, you know, privately months and months and months ago, right? You got some of those? Well, all you have to do, if you fill them up with spaghetti sauce and put it in the freezer, they really work great until they crack. And so I'm disappointed. So I could bring, I bought six boxes of them, and because I wanted to freeze a lot of things. I didn't buy them, you know, to look at them. I bought them to use them. And they are substandard. And now I could bring them back to Sam's Club and I could say, look, we all think about this. And they would probably give me my refund. But it would cost me 120 miles worth of fuel to do it. That's a problem for me. Okay, so as far as, here's something you can freeze, and it's raw meat. So we get 85, we have our meat processed to 85 15, so 15% fat, ground beef from our farm. And we take about a quarter of a pound of it and put it in a freezer Ziploc bag, you know, the special kind that doesn't allow the plastic to transfer to the fat. And put it in the corner of the Ziploc bag, and then it's an assembly line. So one person will take the Ziploc bag, open it, put the meat in it, and I usually get to smash them. So hold the bag so the meat goes into the corner of the baggie, and then I flatten it out to almost paper thin. I like them that way. And actually, the family doesn't like me to do that part of the operation because they like them thicker. I like them McDonald's thin, but I like them quality, and that's what I do. So I flatten them real flat. They cook faster. They taste great. And then I put about 15 of those baggies, the sandwich baggies, that have the flattened hamburger, raw hamburger meat, into a gallon-type Ziploc bag, lay them flat, put them in the freezer, and it works great. So you can even freeze eggs, but you got to take them out of the shell and whip them up, put them in one of those silicone-type containers or trays, freeze them, and then put them in Ziploc freezer bags. Kathy, thank you so much for being with us today and teaching domestic engineering.
Ben.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management.
Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.